the Bir Halacha makes a list of when we talk about who gets preference and who in regards to getting an aliyah, who do we give precedence to in regards to getting aliyahs? We have limited amount of aliyahs available, and so who gets the precedence in regards to getting aliyahs? So he makes a list of who are have halacha that there's a responsibility to give them an aliyah. So the first one he puts is the case of a chasam yom chupasa. The chasam the day of his chasna takes precedence in getting aliyah. Obviously, it will not apply on Shabbos. He points out that yom chupasa means that the chas is taking place before shkia. So he's getting married on a Thursday or a Monday, and the chas is taking place on that Thursday or Monday before shkia. So that's mamash the day of the chuppah. So that is the first. That's the first level of chiyuv to give as a chasam yom chupasa. The second level he talks about is. Which would be the Gaya on Shabbos, not on the weekdays necessarily, when he puts them on equal level, is the case of a boy who's became bar mitzvah in the previous week or on that Shabbos, and a chassan who's going to be getting married in the Shabbos Shem Zamrin Boy. Shabbos Shem Zamrin Boy we usually refer to as the Oifruf. He points out the Oifruf does not necessarily mean the week before he's getting married. It's the week before he's leaving to go to his chasna. Especially in Europe, sometimes they would travel to the chasna. It might take them a week to travel to the chasna. The chasna might be in a different country. So he'd be leaving well before he's getting married. But this is the last Shabbos that he's there in the community, and he's leaving from the community to go to the chasna. That's the Shabbos of Mezamrin Boy. And the Oifruf, that's the Shabbos of the, what we call the Oifruf. And the Oifruf and the Bar Mitzvah boys, the Bar Mitzvah have the same level of Chiyuv. The next level that the Mishabur comes out is a person who has a yard site for a parent on that day. So a person who has a yard site for the parent on that day, he takes precedence. The next level he puts in the case of during the week, the father of a child is getting a bris. So we have, there's a bris on a Thursday, and there's a Kohen, there's a Levi, and there's Yisrael, who's the father of the child, and there's a yard site on that day. According to Mishabur, the yard site takes precedence over the father of the child. You give the liyah to the yard site, not to the father of the child. Some people have a minute, not like that, but that is the precedence. The precedence that the Mishabura comes out. After that, those two, there's a law that a person who his wife gives birth, so there's a fear for the husband to get an aliyah, and it's brought down a law for one of two options. In the case there'd be the first Shabbos that the wife comes back to shul again. So the first Shabbos, the wife comes back to shul, there's a chiyuv for her husband to get an aliyah. And it's a chance where he's like being her shliach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Baruch Hashem, HaBarach, Baruch Hashem. In her presence, he's saying that bracha and everybody's responding to that. Or alternatively, you find in the Psukim of the Torah, there was a din korban, which is brought by a yoledis after 41 days for a boy or after 81 days for a girl. So the husband has a chiyuv 41 days after the birth of a boy, or 81 days after the birth of a girl. The husband has a chiyuv aliyah. He has a chiyuv of getting an aliyah. The next three that he lists are the next four that he lists are a chasen during Shavuot Brachos. The person has yortzeit in the coming week. A person who's benching Garmel is in need of giving the person who's benching Garmel aliyah if it's possible. And the last thing he lists, where he puts lumps three things together, a person who's going leaving the community, he's leaving, or a person just coming back to the community, and an erech nichbad, if you have a chash of a guest, so these people have, there's an union of giving them an aliyah. That's the list that he has of these, so again, it's mostly to get to the gabbai, but people understand, now there is a yonim where each community can make their own minhagim, and that they have a standard minhag in that community, that shul, that's how they do something. That's acceptable. But these are yonim based on poskim, etc., where there's a yonim of giving these people aliyahs. Have a good morning. Good morning.